This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ken Marlin. How are you, Ken?
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Robert.
And Ken is the founder and CEO of Marlin & Associates, a top M&A company in America, and also the author of a new book, fascinating book, called Marine Corps Way to Win on Wall Street. So let's start talking about it. It's 2002. Talk about M&A, or Marlin & Associates. It's a good name. Why did you start that, and what is the differentiator? Because there are a lot of investment banks on Wall Street.
You know, Robert, I spent 10 years in the Marine Corps before I started doing deals. And for quite a long time, I worked on Wall Street and was a bit frustrated with the way some bankers, not all, but the way some bankers approach the business. And I thought that there was a better way to advise clients, one that would embody some of the principles that I learned in the Marine Corps.
Such as what?
In my book, there are 11 principles that I've identified over time that CEOs can use to run a better business, that Marines use to be more efficient in warfare, that investment bankers can use not only to run their own investment banks more efficiently, but also to advise clients in a way that is not only more ethical in some cases than what we've sometimes read about in the New York Times, but also actually can help them win more repeat business, pay fewer fines, and help their clients to achieve their goals in ways that will make them proud.
So with Marlin & Associates, I think you did about $3.5 billion of transactions the last year. How did you use one of the tenets from the book in accomplishing?
So, and just to be clear, we've done about $3.5 billion worth of transactions over the last couple of years, but we have been fairly active in advising people who want to buy, sell, or raise capital for middle market technology businesses. The way that we have applied the Marine Corps principles, or the principles that I learned in the Marine Corps, is a little bit complex. I'll try to simplify. The first one is really a throwback to the way that I remembered investment banking when I first came to Wall Street, when I first left the Marine Corps. And that was to be more than purely transaction-oriented. There are so many bankers these days who view their role as to effect a transaction that the client has defined. The client has said, I want you to help me buy this company. I want you to help me sell this company. I want you to help me to take the company public. I want you to help me sell bonds. And those are all important, and we do work with clients to make those things happen. But we also believe that we need to be the trusted advisor to the company, to the CEO, and to the board of directors to help that company to effect transactions that move the company in the direction of its long-term goal. And so the first chapter in my book is called Take the Long View. It's something we try to do with our own business, and it's also something that we try to do with our client. And by that I mean we try to understand where that CEO or that board is trying to take their company and how this transaction moves them in the direction that they themselves have told us they want to go. It sounds simple, And it is surprising to many how often we wind up saying to a client, we don't think you should engage in this transaction, or we think you should do it in a different way.
What are examples of mistakes companies have made in transactions where, per se, they didn't follow your first principle?
Well, the newspapers, magazines, television shows are replete with examples of acquisitions, mergers and acquisitions gone bad. So everybody likes to talk about AOL Time Warner. Everybody likes to talk about Hewlett Packard and Compaq.
What about LinkedIn, which just recently sold? What's your take on that?
So I think that what's important is, as I said, that people understand where they're going. So Microsoft, let's compare and contrast Microsoft's recent acquisition of LinkedIn with Verizon's recent acquisition of Yahoo. The former, Microsoft's acquisition of LinkedIn, I call doubly dumb. I'm sorry, I'm now probably going to get emails and calls from somebody at Microsoft, but I considered it to be doubly dumb for two reasons. One is, strategically, the acquisition of LinkedIn did absolutely nothing that I can figure out to advance Microsoft to any sort of a reasonable long-term strategic goal. We can go into long discussion about Microsoft's strategy, but there are several alternatives, none of which are advanced by the acquisition of LinkedIn. It's a hot company in a hot space, but that's not enough of a reason to buy a company. I called it doubly dumb because the $26 billion they spent was way more than that company's worth, which, by the way, I love LinkedIn. I think it's a great company. I am a LinkedIn user. I think I was amongst the first 1,000 LinkedIn users. I think it's a valuable asset. It's a tool that we use, but it wasn't worth $26 billion. We compare that with Verizon's recent acquisition of Yahoo, which I consider to be a smart move. Now, it was preceded by Verizon's acquisition of AOL, which took them in a whole new strategic direction. I haven't yet figured out whether that one was smart or not. But given the fact that they owned AOL, buying Yahoo was a tactical move that helped that in which there were clear areas of cost overlap, clear areas of strategic overlap, clear opportunities to bolster revenue, reduce cost, and increase profit. It made a lot of sense.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ken Marlin, who is the founder and CEO of Marlin & Associates, a top investment bank with expertise in transactions, mergers, and acquisitions. So I want to ask you, I think a couple of years ago, institutional investors cited you as one of the most disruptive figures, 50 most disruptive figures in financial technology in Wall Street. What's that all about?
I was pretty proud of that, especially since I was the only banker on their list of the 50 most disruptive people on Wall Street. That was the first time that institutional investor named me to their Tech 50. They've since named me two other times. I think that disruption is a good thing. And one of the things that we've tried to do is to be a bit of a disruptive force as an investment bank in working with our clients to give them considered advice that is strategic as well as financial. We've tried hard to employ the 11 principles that I talk about in the book, not only for ourselves, but to help the client see that these are smarter ways to run their business.
Talk more about that. How do you advise clients on being disruptive, and what is good about being disruptive?
What's good about being disruptive is that, at least in my definition, is that it's the opposite of being complacent. We fully understand that CEOs these days are under intense pressure to have their company grow. We talk to companies all the time whose organic growth rates are in the single digits, but their shareholders, be they public shareholders or in some cases private equity firms, have expectations that they grow the company at double-digit rates. They can't do that in most cases by simply hiring another few salespeople. They need to grow either organically by developing new products or expanding into new territories, or through transactions. They don't come to us for organic growth. They come to us to help them with transactions. We encourage them to think outside the box. We encourage them to take the long view and understand where they're going. We sometimes, in the second chapter of my book is called Take a Stand, and taking a stand, amongst other things, requires that the CEO of the company be willing to stand up sometimes to his board of directors, sometimes to his shareholders, in order to take the company where it really needs to go, whether they like it or not, whether they understand it or not.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ken Marlin, who is the founder and CEO of Marlin Associates, and also is the author of Marine Corp Ways to Win on Wall Street. Now, we're going to take a break, and then you're going to actually...
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ken Marlin, who is the founder and CEO of Marlin Associates, a top investment bank, an advisor on mergers and acquisitions. And also, Ken, you recently wrote The Marine Corps Way to Win on Wall Street, 11 Principles. Walk us through what those 11 principles are and give us some context into how they apply to CEOs and our listenership.
Thank you, Robert. Before the break, I talked a little bit about the first principle, which is about taking the long view. Now, sometimes people think that I'm talking about something that's out 20 years. I'm not. It's not about what you're going to do in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. It's about understanding what you need to do today and tomorrow in order to get to where you need to be in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. And as a prerequisite, you need to have a sense of where it is as a CEO you want to take the company. And I say that in the sense that you need to have a goal which is somewhat measurable. Just saying that I want to grow profits by 15% a year or the top line by 15% a year is not enough. It is okay to say, for example, that you want to be the largest provider of something in a clearly defined niche within a period of time, because now we can measure how you are doing versus your competition. The second principle, and it's second on purpose, is one called take a stand. It, to some extent, is about having a backbone. It's about it's a reaction against some CEOs that I have seen whose definition of a long-term strategy is to make sure that they're here in the short term. And the result of that sometimes is a version of short-term thinking which is not to the long-term benefit of the company. And sometimes you need to be willing to take a stand, even if it puts your job at risk. The next chapter might seem simple. It's called Be the Expert or Use One. It probably stems as much from a conversation I had with my father a long time ago as it does from my time in the Marine Corps, although they are a bit symbiotic. My father got his master's degree in thermodynamics. He's a mechanical engineer, and he used to run part of the engineering for the Cummins Engine Company. And before that, he worked in aerospace and on the Mercury project. But when he was working with diesel engines, he used to bemoan the top management of the company, who knew all about finance, who knew all about labor relations, who knew all about negotiating, but couldn't tell the difference between a crankshaft and a piston rod. And if you're going to run an engine company, you need to know the difference between a crankshaft and a piston rod, or you are not going to be able to set the direction to bring that company to the next level. You need to have a certain amount of expertise which is beyond being a generalist. In my business, in the investment banking business, we've seen some wonderful people who are quite expert in their field. Felix Roatan was an expert in his field. I worked a long time ago with a guy named Jeff Boise, who was an expert at Goldman Sachs. But we see way too many bankers who are generalists. They think that because they can do some cash flow analysis and they know how to run an auction, that makes them experts. they're not expert enough in the industries that they serve to give good advice.
And the chapter I like is Know the Enemy, chapter 4.
So, Marines are very big on understanding the enemy. It is too easy to denigrate the enemy, to look at them at a superficial level and think that they are incompetent, think that they are evil, and not get into what are their motivations as well as what are their capabilities, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses. And we see this in the transaction world on a regular basis, where people regularly make superficial assumptions about the people on the other side of the table. One of the most often mistakes that we see is the assumption by a buyer that all the seller cares about is price. And I can't tell you how often we have seen a seller choose to sell a company to somebody that was not the high bidder. I can go into a long history of reasons.
But let's just say we have now heard the first five principles. I want to backtrace a little bit, because after the Marines, you had a number of years at Dun & Bradstreet, when D&B was a huge powerhouse owning many companies. You did about 60 transactions. What did you learn from your time at D&B? And we have about 2.5 minutes left.
I learned a lot in the 10 years I spent at D&B. It was a time of change. It was a time when D&B owned companies such as Moody's, the bond rating agency, AC Nielsen, who I'm sure you know from their media measurement business, IMS Health, McCormick & Dodge, quite a number of companies. It owned Reuben H. Donnelly. We owned 23 different major global brands at the time, of which the credit information business that they are known for now was just one of them. One of the things that I learned there was how much the skills and principles I learned in the Marines could be applied to running businesses and could be applied to the mergers and acquisitions world. Everything from the way in which Marines plan, which is called backwards planning, trying to understand where you want to be at an end point and when, and what are the steps you have to take
not
to get there.
Under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. Marines hate drama. And to avoid drama, you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. You need to have detailed plans, and you need to prepare for what happens if those plans don't pan out the way you think that they will. And those skills that I learned in the Marines helped me to affect about 60 transactions over the course of those 10 years. And I learned a lot of lessons from that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Ken Marlin. We've got a minute left. But so far, what everyone should remember is you have to take the long view, which means know where you're going. Also, be the expert. Otherwise, you can't develop the right strategy. 20 seconds left. The future for Ken Marlin.
I love the investment bank that I'm running now. I'm probably having more fun running this investment bank at any time since I got to run around in the desert and play tank and artillery and play with big guns when I was in the Marines. It's a lot of fun. Over the next few years, I'll be doing more and more of this. Over time, I'd like to find a way to have this organization keep going without me at the helm all the time. I've named a number two. We're working in that direction, but we're years away from that.
Ken, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Do you you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
stories, and we were on the CEO show, the entrepreneurial CEO show, and we are with a family company that has become the largest quality water cooler company in the world called Electrotemp Technologies. And with Sasha Yui, who is the CEO. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
And with Andy Yui, who is the CMO.
Hey.
So, and Andy is brilliant at innovation. You have to hear all these insights. But really, talk about what your business is. And I do have to say, in full disclosure, I found these guys because I bought a water cooler for my kitchen, and it was great. It was stainless steel, but it had the K-Cup technology built in, so I don't have to change that every day. So I love that. And I have just this, I've fallen in love with this product. It's one of my favorites. And so I actually reached out to you guys. So thanks so much for coming into New York to do this interview right now. So let's start off. Just talk about what the Electrotemp Technologies Incorporated company is. Sasha.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. Electrotemp is a quality manufacturer and distributor of water coolers. We produce in China at our own facility, and we ship all across the globe, concentrating mostly on North America, but we are expanding to other markets. We also produce water cooler related products, and we're focusing right now on the product that you mentioned, the one with the combination K-Cup compatible coffee brewer. So I want to ask you, Andy, then,
because on innovation, so what I find is the coffee is the hottest and the water is the coldest. And I don't really understand how that works, but my kids, like my son Josh, loves this. He sits by the cold water and pours out, and it's like iced water. How do you go about innovation for something like that?
Well, when we started manufacturing water coolers, we basically ran up with a lot of problems. Like, our customers told us that the cold water in water coolers is spotty. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. And the hot water in the same situation. So when we approached water cooler, we started from the ground up and redesigned every part in a new way. So with the cold water, the traditional way that it's done is there's a cold water tank, and the water itself is measured with a thermostat, and when it gets cold enough, it shuts off. But the problem with that is it's not maintained at that cold temperature. It slowly warms up, and then it starts again. So the issue is, if you get your water at the end of the cycle, it's too warm. So it's kind of like in a wave. It goes cold, and then warm, cold, warm, cold, warm. So we said, well, how can we fix this? We said, you know what? Ice. People use ice in cups. They put the ice in, and it stays at an ice-cold temperature. So we designed the ice to be formed in the cold water tank. And before we came out with this technology, this was actually a problem with other water coolers, because when ice formed in the tank, water wouldn't come out because it would freeze all the pipeways. So people avoided this. They intentionally made their water not ice-cold so they wouldn't freeze up the system. So we designed it so that we could make ice in the system and still allow the water to drop out. So we applied this type of problem-solving mentality to the entire cooler. Now, very similar to the hot water. It's often hot enough, but then when it cools down and you pour and make some tea, the tea is not is flavorless because the water is too cool. So we designed a system where hot water is maintained at an exact temperature ideal for tea. So this is the type of stuff we apply to the entire cooler, and we're constantly looking how we can improve on energy use, cold, hot output, and all the other features.
And that's, I think, why you guys are growing so quickly from a startup in just 2001, is this intense focus on innovation. But there's another part you focus on, quality. So Sasha, I'm going to ask you about that. How do you view your focus on quality? Because it seems to be almost anal retentive to me. It's intense, everything you do.
Quality is extremely important in terms of giving the customer a positive experience. If you give the customer a positive experience, they're going to tell their friends. The friends are going to purchase. It's excellent for retaining customers, because if you have no problems, your quality is high, you're going to get more orders. Quality extends to, you know, so many different aspects of the business. It extends to the you know, the human resources you have. It extends to the manufacturing process. It extends to the innovation process and the assembly. But the focus on quality is one of our core principles that we like to exercise. Just really for the reason of giving the customer.
Oh, okay, you mentioned human resources. How do you do that specifically, and how do you go about hiring?
My hiring practice is a little unorthodox. What I do is I will have anywhere between 10 to 20 candidates per position, and I hire solely on the basis of personality. I really don't look into what they've done in the past, what experiences they have, you know, abilities they have, other than are they able to hold down a job for, you know, more than a year, ideally 3 years. And my hiring process is relatively simple. I'll just sit down and have a small talk with them, and I will get a feeling for them. Are they, you know, are they in a are they an attentive person? Do they have energy? Are they happy? I look for a good feeling in that person, and I don't get hung up on past qualifications.
So you won't look at someone and say, "Oh, you have a great educational background. We want to hire you."
No, no. Anything that they need to learn within the company, they can learn from others in the company or from management. So if they have a willingness to learn, if they have a
but
desire.
But how do you know that when you ask them questions?
It's strange. There's no, you know, there's no textbook for it. I think you need to just feel them out, and you have to look at them and assess whether or not you think this person is capable, is good, is excited, is happy to be working in the company.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are with Sasha Uwe and Andy Uwe, who are the CEO and CMO of Electrotemp Technologies, which has become very quickly in 10 years the world's largest quality water cooler manufacturer. So I want to ask you a question about your family business. This was really, your dad was the impetus in getting this all going, and you are still a very closely held family business. What mistakes do you think people can make in family businesses that they need to avoid that maybe you've learned a lesson from?
Oh, they're like looking at each other. Andy's like, you know,
that's the first one. The first CEO.
I think one of the biggest mistakes a family business can run into is not identifying what core competencies each member has and not leveraging those. So if Andre is good at innovation and marketing, we'll let Andre do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Sasha is good at operations, at organizing things, at bringing parts together, let him do that.
And one of the things that, like, it can get pretty intense when there's some important decisions that need to be made. And one thing that we found is that you really have to be able to talk to each other without going crazy and discuss all the problems and really work them out. Because there's been some times where there's been some big make it or break it decisions that we've managed to work together through as a family. And you know,
so how do you make the final decision if you're both in camp in something as two of the leaders?
The right decision is the logical decision, and both parties will see that,
and they'll eventually, when you talk enough, they will see that. Okay, we have about a minute more. I just want to ask you very quickly, what was the secret to such exceptional growth from starting 10 years ago to where you are today?
Well, we started with nothing. The first thing that we started with was me and my brother started cold calling a lot of people in the industry, and we got in there with a lower cost item. And then from that, once we developed relationships, we moved to our more technologically intricate products like the water coolers. But one of the key things that with our business is that we really focus on quality and innovation. We looked at the other products in the marketplace and said, well, what are they missing? How can we improve on that? and we developed a reputation for quality and also innovation. And with that, we constantly have been revealing new products, and that's kept our customer base.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you actually build relationships with the Walmarts of the world. Back in a few.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Sasha Yui and Andy Yui, who are the CEOs and CMO of Electrotemp Technology, which is the world's largest quality water cooler. And I told you in the start of the thing, the way I found this is I have this product, and I make my coffee with it every day, and it's one of the best products I've found. You know, it sounds like a commercial here, but the coffee is hotter than ever. The water is immediately always cold. And it's also this chrome sort of whatever fits in the kitchen with what my wife has. So it's a win-win there. So what I do want to talk about, we mentioned companies like Walmart. So you have major distributors like Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco. How does a company who's new to the game and very successful very quickly, how do you actually build those relationships to grow? Andy?
Well, at first, to tell you the truth, I was nervous. I would think, well, why would Walmart want to deal with me? Why, you know, they're so huge. But eventually I said, you know what? Let's just give it a try. Let's make these interviews happen. So we called them. Some of them took a while to get through to the buyer and arrange meetings. But once we got in there, we showed our product. It was just as good quality as the competitors, and the pricing was also attractive to the buyer. So they gave us a chance. We presented the products and we explained our benefits. But I think the first thing was getting over that feeling that we weren't good enough. Once we had that confidence and went in there and presented well and showed that we had a better product, then we started acquiring these customers. Another tactic that we've used is to start selling online. It's much easier to sell products online at these retailers because they'll carry, in-store they'll carry one or two
items. I think
items.
That's what my wife bought it through Amazon,
yes. I checked the files.
Yeah.
Oh, doing your D&B on me.
Information technology, it's great.
But all these kind of, like Walmart, Costco, will carry in-store maybe one SKU. But online, they'll maybe carry 10. So it's easier to get selling online. And once you're online, if the sales are good, you support the product well, and you work with the your customer, then often what will happen is the in-store buyer will say, hey, that's selling really good online. Let's try in-store.
You know, and is the goal ultimately to get more to in-store?
In-store is
that's also a commercial for you as well.
Yeah.
But then you have all sorts of inventory issues.
Yeah, well, online is tricky, right? Because if you don't have enough product, then you can't supply the customer. Then the customer gets upset because their customers are waiting for it, and they got to say, it's on back order. So it's tricky. But on the other hand, you don't want an overstock issue because that ties up all your funds. Mm-hmm. So we really have worked with Sasha on our inventory and ordering products based on previous sales and really monitoring the trends and ordering exactly what we need.
Yeah. Now, I am going to say I want to talk customer service. Now, in full disclosure, one of the models I got, there was one thing that I didn't like with it. And then this was, I find the best companies, they prove themselves during challenge. Because then I got on the phone, I outreached, and I spoke with, I think her name's Jane, and she's French, and was off the charts. The most communicative, really intelligent person who knew everything about a product and immediately solved the issue and said, okay, we're going to get this new issue, and even told me when it wasn't coming and then when it was. And that's what really made me say, boy, these guys, that's the reason they're so fast growing. Talk about the whole customer service model and what you do.
Well, good customer service is essential for a variety of reasons. It not only enables you to retain customers or gain new customers, but it solves the problem, you know, quickly when you have good customer support. You don't want it to last, you know, five rounds on the telephone going back and forth. You want your customer service department to be communicative and follow up with customers that are having you know, problems or inquiries. And the job really isn't done until the answer is given or the part is received.
But do you tell people you have to do this, or do you give them leeway to do what they need?
Half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Half and half. If you have competent staff, they can carry through most of the problems. But if you have something that is a little bit tricky, they have to have the head on their shoulders to go and ask the managers. You know, what do I do in this circumstance, or this is a situation? How should I address it? So, for example, yours, the unit was on back order, mm-hmm. and we had quite a few other customers.
I love this that you know mine particularly. You've over a million a year. That's good. I like it. But keep going.
So there are quite a few other customers in your position, and I said, look. You told them that it would be there in a week. It's not going to be there in a week. You got to call them back. If you can't get them on the phone, you have to email them. If they don't respond to your email, you got to call them back. And you got to keep track of, you know, every single case and keep them apprised of the situation, because it's not only the correct thing to do for the business, it's the right thing to do as a human being. You're taking people's money, and they have to you have to honor that.
Andy? One of the reasons we've been so heavily focused on customer service in this day and age is also a little bit of a, I guess, self-interested one, is that we found that when our customers are upset, they tell people about it online. They'll go and they'll post reviews, negative reviews, complain about us or customer service. So we've really found that, you know, if we give exceptional customer service, treat the customer right, that it helps us as well. We get a good reputation, you know, and it protects our brand reputation as well.
Okay, you've about a minute and a half left. What's the future going to be of Electrotech Technologies?
Well, a recent project we've been working on the past year is we're expanding into other appliances that are related, because just like with the water coolers, we see that other products we can improve on the features and quality. So we're going to apply the same problem-solving mentality to other home appliances and expand that way, sideways.
There you have it. So we have just been speaking with Electrotech Technology CEO and CMO, brothers who have quickly taken over the quality water cooler business. Phenomenal company, and look out for them in the future, and I'll look out for more innovations as well. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.